Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the second video in the Old Testament Survey course. We're still giving introduction to our study of the Old Testament, and in this video, we'll briefly address the question of how to study the Old Testament. Now, there's a ton of material we could talk about on how to read the Bible well. If you'd like, you can find all this material in other courses I've created. But for now, we're just going to address the highlights necessary to think about the Old Testament and to read it well. The way we should study the Bible depends on the nature of the Bible itself. And the nature of the Bible has been described very appropriately by George Ladd, who wrote, "The Bible is the Word of God given in the words of men in history." Now, there are three parts of this definition to highlight. It is the Word of God, which means that it is true and powerful and life-giving, and it comes to us in human words, which means that it uses normal language and communication with the normal words and literary conventions of the time and culture in which it was written, and it comes to us in history. It comes from real life, and we need to take its historical setting into account in order to understand it well. And we must take all three of these things seriously. Because it is the Word of God, we need to take its inspiration and power seriously. We should hold it in awe and trust what God says. And because it comes in human words, we need to take its language communication seriously, including its type of literature. We should work to understand what it says by paying attention to what it says and how it says it. And because it comes to us in history, we need to take its real life, its historical particularity seriously. We must understand what it meant to its first readers before we try to apply it to our own time. Therefore, there are three general things about the Old Testament that we'll look at. The first is history, that is, what happened. The Old Testament tells the story of the universe, focusing on the nation of Israel and God's universal purposes through that nation. And second is literature, that is, what was written. Specifically, the resulting 39 books of the Old Testament. Their character, message, purpose, outline, and organization, etc. Now, those two things together contribute to the third and I think most important aspect, which is theology. And that answers, what is the point? Who is God and what is he up to? What is the point of the history that happened? What is the divine message of the literature? What is God saying to us through these things? You see, God is the hero of every story. The Old Testament reveals his character and his ways. It displays his glory and his goodness. The goal, therefore, of reading the Old Testament is to know God. And we do this partly by first knowing the history and the literature and finding out what these things tell us about God. Now, let's focus on the literature for just a moment. In the Old Testament, there are three general types of literature, three big picture ways to communicate. The first is called discourse. That's just straightforward explanation, direct teaching, sermons, etc., telling facts and information, giving commands, encouragements, instruction, rebuke, reasons, and purposes. Straightforward language communication. The second is narrative, that is, telling a story, telling the history, describing what happened. And in the Old Testament, the narrative is told for a purpose, is told in order to teach moral lessons, give instructions from example, and primarily to teach about God and his plan for humanity. And then the third type of literature we'll see is poetry, that is, emotive, stylized language. Poetry uses the form of speech to highlight the content of the speech. It says things in a memorable way. Poetry communicates not just through what is said, but also through the way that it is said. Therefore, because how we study the Bible depends on the nature of the Bible, we should conform our study to the nature in which God, in his wisdom, has chosen to communicate with us. See, it just happened that God communicates, and he did it through human words in history, and that communication was written down and preserved so that God also speaks to us through it. So How then shall we best hear from God? Well, we should take most seriously those words in history, which are the word of God. And don't just stop at the words in history, but use them to know God. Now, it's a huge problem to try to bypass the words in history and think that we can know God without them. It's just arrogance to refuse God's chosen manner of communication. It's folly to think that we know better. We say, Holy Spirit, speak to me, while ignoring the Bible. But God says, I am speaking to you by my Spirit through the words on the page that were revealed in history. If you want to hear from God, dig into the words in history. Now, it's also a problem to stop at just study and information without transformation. This cannot be just an intellectual exercise. Now, it needs to be intellectual, but it also needs to go beyond information to life change. We need to use our head, but also let it change our hearts and impact the way that we live. For this reason, when we look at each book of the Old Testament for the rest of this course, I will try to organize our discussion of all these books to help you learn, understand, and remember. And we'll use the following organization. First, we'll look at the background of each Old Testament book, that is, how each book fits into history. Then we'll discuss the organization, that is, how the literature is organized, the general outline of each book. And then we'll look at the content, the subject matter and teaching of each book, and that includes history, literary features, and theology, and that obviously varies from book to book. And that will also include some key verses that state or summarize a main idea from that particular Bible book. And then finally, we'll look at the theological themes, that is, the big picture theological ideas, the most important concepts taught from each Old Testament book. Now, I'll try to help you keep these ideas clear as we're going through each book by marking each section by tabs on the side of the screen. Now, that's a brief overview of some of the basic concepts and attitudes for getting the most out of your study of the Old Testament. Now, let's review the nature of the Old Testament. It is the Word of God in human words in history. And therefore, we need to look at and learn the history, the literature, and the theology of each Old Testament book. All right, that's all for this introductory section. In the next section, we'll talk about how the Old Testament fits with the New Testament and the difference this makes for us as Christians. And I hope to see you there. Thanks for watching.